These are forgotten diseases, and in fact, they make us feel very uncomfortable as public health practitioners. And in the last 5 years or so, they have actually been coined the neglected tropical diseases. So bilharzia is among a basket of a number of such neglected tropical diseases. In Zimbabwe, we have a number of the priority NTDs, which is the acronym for the neglected tropical diseases. According to a survey that we conducted in conjunction with the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture in 2010 into 2011, we had a considerable burden of both the bilharzia or schistosomiasis as well as the soil transmitted thymus.
What are the symptoms of bilharzia?
Bilharzia, as I said, is caused by a parasite called Schistosoma haematobium, Schistosoma mantonine. So the Schistosoma haematobium, it has primarily the urinary system. It really depends on the stage in its life cycle, but it will present with seminal hematuria. In other words, somebody passes urine, but towards the end of the stream they see blood. Sometimes they also get a bit of discomfort, so it may be mistaken for a urinary tract infection. They may go to the toilet very frequently. The Schistosoma mantonine may cause abdominal discomfort and also a bit of bleeding in one person too. But sometimes there are no symptoms at all until and unless maybe the urine or a stool specimen has been taken.
Which provinces did you find bilharzia most prominent in?
In terms of the provinces, we find much in East Province at very high burden for both conditions.